I mean, I think about Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth, he had just learning how to walk in faith, just barely. He was in probably 45, 50 years old. And he was learning how to get a few people healed. His wife was a preacher of a church. And then he come down with, oh, man, oh, that must be kidney stones, gallstones or something. They tried to pray. They tried to walk in faith. They tried to do everything. Nothing worked. He got worse. Pain got so bad, he couldn't even stand up. And so he told his wife, he said, we've prayed, we've done everything, but this thing is not going away. It must be my time to go home. Now see, he's only about 45 or 50 years old. So his wife said, well, if you think it's your time to go home, then I'm going to at least call a doctor and have him come and look at you to see what's wrong with you. So she called a doctor. And the doctor came out and he says, you fool, you're trying to walk by faith. And if you'd have called me 2 days ago, we could have done surgery on you. Said your kidneys are got gangrene in them now, and it's too late. Ain't nothing nobody can do for you now. Gangrene in your kidneys. You're going to be dead today. So he just received that. The doctor said, I got another call. Ain't nothing I can do. I'll come back by later on the way back to the office and see if you're still alive. Nice diagnosis, huh? So the doctor leaves. A woman and a young man walks in. And Polly tells the woman what's wrong. And she said, oh, she goes over and checks him. She said, don't y'all know, if you prayed and it didn't happen, then it's a demon. He has a demon. Now, Smith Wigglesworth got a demon? Yeah. That woman jumped right up in the middle of him and right where his infected kidneys are with gangrene, punched him out. Bam! And guess what? And screamed, come out of him, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus. And the demon of hell left. His pain left. Smith Wigglesworth got up and he went to work. And when the doctor come by, he was going to do some plumbing. The doctor come by a couple hours later and said, where's Smith? She said, well, he got healed. And he went to work. He said, he didn't get healed. Nobody gets healed of that. He'll die. But 45 years later, he finally did go home to be with Jesus. See, we fail to understand what demons are. You know that? And how these things work. You can't pray out a demon. When a demon gets in you, and that's the problem too, we think, I am a Christian, I can't have a demon. Oh, yeah. If you're a Christian and say you can't have a demon, I guarantee you got one, because that's what's speaking out of your mouth. Because you ain't agreeing with the Word. So you can have one. So since God's grace has set us free from the law, does this mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that whatever you choose to obey becomes your master? You can choose sin, which leads to death. Or you can choose to obey God and receive His approval. Now, who are you going to choose to obey today? You're going to obey God and you're going to stop sinning and kill this thing? Or are you going to leave it resurrected? If you need to be prayed for in a few minutes, when we pray for you, you've got to repent of every sin. And your sin may just be that you've not believed these promises of God. You've not walked in faith. When we pray for you, when we ask God for something, I want to take you to just one promise. I want to take you to James 5, 14, 15, and 16. I want us to go right there. James 5, 14. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them prayer with them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in what?
Faith.
Maybe will heal the sick? Oh, the prayer offered in faith will heal the sick. And the Lord will make them well. And if anyone who has committed sins, they will be forgiven. Now, with a promise like that, is that an awesome promise? Somebody says, well, let's go to one more awesome promise. Oh, let's go to the next verse, 16. Confess your sins. Hey, this is a secret. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and wonderful results. Now, we've learned that to be true here in this place. We've seen that, haven't we, Jack? But is it in God's Word? So, hey, if it don't work for us here, then who's at fault? God? No, it's us. We're not doing it His way. He made the promise. Then let's go to another, one more promise here. Let's go to Matthew 18:19. Matthew 18:19, to build your faith a little bit. I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning what? Anything? Now that's pretty awesome, isn't it? If two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask my Father in heaven, we'll do it for you. Now, isn't that awesome? Somebody said, well, yeah, but maybe it's not God's will to do it for me. Maybe that promise is not going to work for me. One last verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1:20. I want you to see this. For a few of God's promises have been fulfilled in Him. This is why we say amen when we give glory to God through Christ. Okay, open that in the King James for us. Let us look at that in the King James. For all the promises of God in Christ are what?
Yes.
And in Him, amen. Unto the glory of God to us. Now, isn't that amazing? The promise, that's just like Bobby Jones that day when I prayed for Bobby. Bobby had been down 24 years with pain. Of course, he's just one of thousands I've prayed for in my life. But I prayed for him up there that day. I stood by faith with him and then told Bobby, I guarantee that when he wakes up the next morning, he'll have no pain in his body. And the next morning, by faith, Bobby Jones goes to Lakeland Baptist Church, woke up the next morning for the first time in 24 years with no pain. It didn't cost him a dime. No surgery. It was fixed completely. He said, no pain since. I've seen him two or three times. I said, Bobby, how's your back? He said, Thurman, it's awesome. And I'm telling everybody that'll listen what Jesus done for me. Oh, yeah, that's it, Jack. It was just a coincidence.
23 years, you have to be there on the day before he was healed.
Yeah, there you go. 24 years. 24 years, and this crazy preacher just happened to be there the day before his back was going to get okay. And he just happened to make a statement. Yeah, Jennifer, just happened, huh? Just lucky, huh? Yeah. I mean, how many people say that? Sure. But let me tell you. Well, I mean, so it was only a matter of minutes after I prayed for you that you got healed, but it was just a coincidence, but at least it sure was a nice coincidence, wasn't it? Isn't God awesome? He has given us this magnificent book with all these promises. And how many of His promises are yes to you, Lisa? So when you come down here and say, Lord, I'm going to put a sign on my car and say, I clean houses for Jesus. And I'm asking you to fill up my agenda totally, completely, and do it quickly. And in 2 months, you're running over, turning people down.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
And now she's got a church to clean.
See, when you learn how to stand on these promises, isn't it wonderful what He can do for you?
Amen.
See, now does it make any difference if you need to get healed or if you need work? God can do anything, can't He, Tom? Anything. All you got to do is be patient and believe Him. But you have to believe Him. And sometimes He doesn't heal you instantly. Sometimes He doesn't do a miracle. When He healed Jack that day, I've seen Him heal back so many times instantly. I love it. But you got to stand on God's promises. Stand. When you stand, what did He promise? He'll give you your desire. I think about this couple. He was a Baptist preacher, and they had a handicapped daughter. And they went down and supposedly the doctor said she can't get healed. She's got to have surgery. So they scheduled the surgery. And then somebody, like 3 or 4 months in the future, and somebody come along and told them about faith and showed them these promises in God's Word. So they started standing. They started standing. And they started standing. And she didn't get no better. All these months, 3 or 4, whatever was, came and went. No change. They stood on the promises. The day come for the surgery. And they get up that morning, and the wife says, what are we going to do? He said, we ain't going. The promises of God are she's healed, and we are not going to that doctor. Now they had seen no change in their daughter, none whatsoever. But that evening, she was totally healed. Totally. That day, that girl, perfectly normal today. Now, God was waiting. He wasn't in a hurry. You going to trust me or them doctors? Who are you going to trust? Okay, if you want to trust a doctor, go ahead and let them do the surgery. I ain't going to do nothing for you because you ain't believing me. But when they made a statement, when the daddy made a statement, we ain't going. We're going to cancel the surgery. We're going to trust God. Within 24 hours, actually within 12 hours, that little girl was completely healed. And she's still healed today. Is God a faith God? Does He expect us to come to Him in faith, nothing wavering? That's what He said, isn't it? Let's go to that one last scripture. We're going to quit. I said we were going to quit on this one, but not exactly. Okay, one more. Promise, only one more, and then we're going to quit because it is 10 minutes to 4, huh? No, it's 10 minutes to 5. Okay, so I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Praise God. Okay, let's go to James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, and I want to show you what God will do when you don't do it His way. James 1, 6 and 7. But let him ask in faith. How much wavering? Nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. When you believe, Lord, you can deliver me from smoking, I hope you can, Lord. He says, forget it. I ain't going to help you. But you say, Lord, I know with you nothing's impossible. He said, no problem, girl. We take care of that now. I'll kick them devils right out of you. And He's in control, isn't He, Jennifer? Isn't it amazing what God will do, how you can get set free with the Word? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You and praise You, Lord, for this beautiful day. I thank You for Your Word. I thank You, Lord, that as long as we walk in love, we're not under the law, but we're under grace. But Lord, we've got to walk in love there. We've got to walk in love. We've got to walk in no sin to walk in grace and not be under the law. Thank You, Lord, that in this, to walk in love, all of the law is fulfilled. We do no damage to nobody. And Lord, I thank You for this day. I thank You, Lord, for giving us the privilege to teach Your Word. And Lord, all that come for prayer, I ask You to meet every need they have. They're going to come in faith. We're going to pray in faith. And I believe it's done for every one of them today in the name of Jesus. Lord, with You, nothing is hard. Just like Paul said, why do you believe that the God we serve is not able to raise the dead? He can raise the dead. He can do anything. All you got to do is believe. So, Lord, I thank You. I thank You. Now, Lord, bless us as we go forth this week.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.